A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erchin Daf Lamed, Erchin 38, pagination is 59. We'll start midway on the page, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. A person sold an ancestral field in the time that Yovel applies, and he's going to have the opportunity to redeem it. Machra la Rishon Bemane, so the owner of the field sold it to a first buyer, bimane, for 100, omocharishon l'sheni bimasayim, and then that first buyer turned around and sold the field to a second buyer for 200. So he's making money on the deal if things go smoothly. But now, the first owner, the original owner, is redeeming the field. How much does he have to pay to redeem? Eina mechashev ela im harishon. He only has to deal with the person with whom he sold the field to. To whom he sold the field to. He only has to deal with the person who he was working with. Sheneemar, it's a pasuk, lo ish hashem mochalo, to the person to whom he sold it to. So he's going to pay on the calculation of 100 for those years until Yovel, whatever number of years have elapsed, he'll work through from the 100. And the fact that the second buyer is losing the field for which he paid 200 for that total amount of time and would want that it be calculated like that, that's not relevant to the original seller. Whether or not the first buyer has to make good to the second buyer regarding that extra charge, that's a separate discussion which is worthy of exploring. If you're curious, Art Scroll Note 15 does reference the work Derech Amuna of Reb Chaim Kanievsky on the topic. Continuing in the Mishnah, if you'd have the reverse case, Machra l'Rishon b'Masayim, you sold it to the first buyer for 200, or Machra l'Rishon l'Sheni b'Mane, and the first buyer sold it to a second buyer for whatever reason for 100, for less. Eina mechashev ela im ho'acharon, the calculation is done with the second because it's lower. He's going to do the calculation with the current owner. And the Gemara will indeed point out that we're calculating always to the benefit of the original owner who's trying to redeem his ancestral field. In the words of the Rambam, La'ola meyapim koach mocher stei achuza, we're always looking to benefit the person who sold his field of the family, the ancestral field. However, there are limitations. Lo yimka berachok v'yigo bekarov, a person is not allowed to sell one field that's further from him in order to redeem the closer field. Bira'av yigal biyofe, sell the worse field to buy the better field, to redeem his better field. V'lo yilove v'yigal, he's not allowed to borrow money in order to redeem the field. And the Gemara in Amud Beis explores these different cases. Counting up from the bottom on Amud Beis, about 17 lines, the Gemara says, Lo yimcha berachok, a person can't sell the distant one, the more inconvenient one, in order to buy the closer one. Minoani mili, how do you know this? The Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, V'siga yado, his hand will reach, he will achieve the wherewithal. Yad atzmo, he personally has to achieve the wherewithal. Shelo yilove v'yigal, not that he's borrowing money, and therefore he has the money. That's borrowing. That's not true wherewithal. He's just taking on one debt in order to have the money. Similarly, umatza, he has to find the wherewithal. Parat lematzui, as opposed to something that was always here, and he's simply reallocating his resources, that's not going to give him the license to be able to do the redemption. The redemption is a special zuchus given to him, opportunity given to him, but it has to follow the parameters of the pasuk. And therefore, umatza prat lematzui, if he had it already, shalyimka berachok, he shouldn't be selling the more distant field, which he owned all along, v'yigo bekarov, in order to redeem the one that's closer, and likewise, bera v'yigo beyafe, not to sell the bad one and redeem the good one. He had it all along. That's not a case of matzah, that he suddenly has the wherewithal for which we allocate him this right of redemption. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.